Here we go.
Yo, 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 everybody, what's going on? Welcome to Unfiltered number 2 with me and Destiny over here. What's up, Steven?
Hey, what's up, man?
So we are going to be talking about, we're only going to cover like one or two topics every week. And today's topics will be the Blizzard WCS, which is a very, very popular topic right now. And then we'll finish off the show with some building a gaming and streaming computer rig and some advice, you know, maybe we can get, you know, just through the experience Steven and I have had, you know, we can give you in the terms of like what parts to get, you know, like what motherboard or what CPU, or for me, I'll probably tell you like what mics and what webcams and stuff like that to get. But yeah, so you've been keeping up with the whole WCS thing, Steven?
Yeah, a little bit.
Little bit. I mean, what's a little bit? Like,
I wasn't like, you know, like hyped on the forums the second it was happening or reading the live updates.
You weren't watching live on three, what else happening?
I think I've got the gist of it.
That's cool. Yeah, I was actually watching live on three, and at first, live on three was literally just reading out tweets, which was like I couldn't believe. Like, oh man, I hope it's not like 2 hours of this. But then, like, basically, Slasher had an NDA that expired like 30 minutes into it. So he pretty much just spilled everything during it. So that was Slasher did a good job, I think, collecting everything and kind of telling everybody. So that was, I'll give him props for that for sure. But yeah, so what are your thoughts, man? What are your initial thoughts?
To preface everything, I think that it's going to be one of those things that could be, regardless of how I personally feel about it or how anybody else feels about it, it can go either really, really good or really, really bad based on how Blizzard actually manages it, you know?
Mm-hmm. You mean this first iteration of it, or do you mean like, you know, I can see it kind of getting better as time goes by?
Yeah, everything having to do with it. It could get better, you know, even if it starts off rough, it could get better. It could start off really good and continue really good. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's really hard to judge right now how good it will be, because if Blizzard manages it really terribly, then we're going to be in a worse off spot than we were, you know, with all the independent tournaments. But if they manage it really well, it has the potential to be something really cool.
Yeah. So manages it, like, how, what do you mean by managing it? Like, I mean, it's either just the way they form it. I mean, just what the structure of it is, right? Versus just...
I'm super guilty of not following WCS as of recently, but how would a WCS China go? Here are some problems like that have come up in tournaments in the past. Like, for BlizzCon, I was at BlizzCon. I remember the BlizzCon tournaments where they had like horrible maps from the map pool, close spawns and stuff like that. Like, I'm hoping that they'll move past silly stuff like that.
That will be a thing of the past, I think.
Yeah, hopefully. I think, you know. Yeah, but it should be.
Maps have taken so long. It's like, at least in the recent, there's a recent behind the scenes IPL, right, with Team Liquid, and Victor was talking about something with you know, the map community too, and so at least there's some talk of it now. So hopefully there will be more. You know, the map community has just been so, you know, they just haven't gotten much attention and much love, you know, in the last, like, just the full duration of StarCraft II. So
yeah, I think Blizzard needs to be content to just back off the map thing and let the map makers do their job. Like, that's how it went from Blizzard, or I'm sorry, that's how I went with Brood War. Blizzard didn't make maps. Like, they just didn't. Like,
just hire them, you know?
Yeah. They don't even have to work for Blizzard. Just, like, the map-making community can do its own thing on its own. True. They don't need to be affiliated with Blizzard. And then professionals and tournament organizers can pull out and choose maps and whatnot that come out.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of people that make... I mean, there's a lot, like, you know, there's a list of 20 people and organizations that make maps, so...
Sometimes I feel like it's almost like a little bit of arrogance sometimes, where like Blizzard's like, you're gonna use our maps and by golly you're gonna love it whether or not you like it or not, like, we're gonna put them in this tournament and you're gonna have them on ladder for freaking 15 seasons, you know. that attitude kind of sucks sometimes, but you know, like, there are a couple of pretty iffy maps right now in the map pool that I hope we don't see.
Yeah, it always takes time for them, right, to get data. And it's, you know, it's just the ones they start with sometimes.
Like, right? Why waste time on that at all? Like, go get data. Like, why don't you go pull like good maps from the map making community that a lot of people like, and then get data on those maps? Like, don't waste our time on maps with close spawns and shit. Like, we don't need data from that. We don't want data from that. I don't care if PBZ is like 50-50 on a map with like close spawns. Like, the games tend to be really silly, you know. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's just my opinion. That's kind of a minor note though.
Yeah, we're kind of going off on a tangent, but yeah, we should talk about Mount Makers on it, like, definitely soon. But kind of want to get back to WCS and just, you know, kind of just our thoughts on it. And I mean, like, do you think your high level thoughts are that it's a good thing that Blizzard's doing this?
Having one centralized tournament storyline to follow is probably good for the community. It's good in a few ways. One, having the one champion and the one storyline and the one thing to follow is pretty good. We kind of had that with GSL before. Whether or not everybody realized it, GSL was pretty much the world championship. You know, like, most StarCraft II players consider winning Codex to be, like, the most prestigious, you're the shit if you can do it, you know, as compared to any other title in the world.
Yeah, but there's just so many. I mean, you're right. That is definitely the league to work towards, like, everybody's working towards. And, and getting there is almost like the accomplishment in some ways, you know, because in winning is obviously the next step. But there's just so many that it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, we forget
so many
who the champions.
GSL?
No, there's so many GSL seasons, like, in a year, right? So we just
forget.
Yeah,
no, I understand
like,
that. I mean, I understand that. You're talking about, like, having just, like, one a year. So, like, I mean, that's kind of positive. I mean, like, I think we kind of agree on that, right? Like, it would be cool to have, like, one champion. Like, who was the best StarCraft player in 2012? Well, this guy won WCS, the world championship, you know, after getting through everything.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I believe that the viewership numbers for... I think that it's going to be really... Okay, this is my worry that we talked a little bit about before, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that this change overall is going to be really good for two regions and really bad for one region. I think that the North American region and the European region are going to benefit greatly from this because we're going to see foreigners in the round of 8, the round of 4, and the round of 2, the finals and tournaments. That's going to be amazing. Viewership numbers? Well, no, it has to be because Koreans are going to be region-locked to...
Dude, you must not be informed completely right then, because it's not region lock. I mean, it's not true region lock.
I mean, like, for it to play WCS, like, you have to only compete in one region. You can't, like, play WCS games in Korea and then do WCS games.
You can't play multiple ones, but you can commit yourself to one. I mean, so that doesn't. Like, that assumption is not necessarily the case. I mean,
don't you have to live in...
You don't have to live anywhere.
You don't have to live anywhere.
You just... Okay, so let's clear this up. It's not true regionalization yet. Okay, like, yet, I'm saying. It's just server. Like, you just pick what server you want to be on. That's actually what it is right now. So, like...
Do you think Koreans would choose the NA server?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's a little bit of ping, but if they think that they can... You know, because if they can even qualify and get to the round of 16, that's at the round of 16 point is when they have to fly over here and play live. But up to that point, it's all online.
Hmm.
And then, you know, it's like what? I don't know. It's like,
right,
for me, that sucks.
Wait, then this whole idea is shit. Never mind. The biggest advantage that it would have had for foreigners was that you could actually see people like Idra or even like Stefano or Sheth. Or fucking like all of these favorite foreigners, these fan favorite foreigners, getting into really deep into tournaments, like that would be the shit.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're the best or blah, or you think they got the skill or blah, 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 is irrelevant for viewership numbers. Seeing somebody like Idra playing the finals in a tournament would be that's big numbers. Everybody wants to watch that, whether you love him or hate him. Everybody would want to watch that.
I agree.
Same with Europeans. There are a lot of European players that have similar followings. People would love to like see like a lot of these up and coming European guys. Like they would love to see like you know like Bly or I don't know who do people like in Europe.
I mean, come on, Dorzan and Grubby. I mean, Grubby so,
yeah,
in the finals
Grubby,
winning.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez, come on, guy.
Huge. Inua or Sase, if they decide to stay in Europe, which they will. I doubt they would stay in Korea. Like people like that would love to see that. So viewership numbers, yeah, White Raw. Viewership numbers for foreigner events would be massively huge. It's been a common complaint from people that I've heard from people like Sundance that viewership numbers tend to fall off when the last foreigner is eliminated in tournaments. Like it just...
Yeah, that's like... I mean, I think everybody knows that. Except for in Korea, you know, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then the thing that I was worried about with Korea is I don't think Korea, and I'm talking a little bit on Master, but it feels like Korea doesn't have the same drive for StarCraft II as the rest of the world does. So I'm worried that if Koreans are demotivated to traveling foreigner events to win money, a lot less people in Korea would try to compete in the StarCraft scene.
I disagree with that.
Like
I
right now, you've got a bunch of now you've got a bunch of like A teamers and B teamers that could go to MLGs or that could go to DreamHacks and win like a decent amount of money without being able to win a GSL, but now they can only compete against other Koreans. It seems like that would be a little bit of a demotivator to be a Korean playing StarCraft 2 in Korea.
Yeah, I mean, it is a demotivator, but, you know, like, I mean, if you're just looking at it from this frame, like, the frame of the Koreans, you know, they have more options now than instead of being just stuck in Code B. I mean, they can actually go, like, you know, and compete in the EU, you know, the EU server and the NA server and, you know, potentially have less competition there, right? I mean, honestly, like, some of these lower-tiered Koreans are no better than the foreigners, like, in the situation that they're in Korea. They're not making any money. They're just, you know, they're stuck.
Yeah, but the problem is the high-tier Koreans that are making money in Korea have to leave Korea to make most of that money, unless you're, like, MVP, you know?
Yeah, that's true, but they still have that ability, right? And if they make Code S, I'm not even sure. I mean, Code A, do they get paid? I forget exactly how much they get paid, but Code S, for sure, you just get paid, like, just being in Code S.
Yeah, I think it's, like, $200 or $300 just for...
Maybe a little more than that, I think, but you know, that. But the point is that, like, for the... You know, for the Koreans, I don't think it's necessarily, you know, worse off for them, like the lower-tiered Koreans. In Korea, maybe. I think you might be right. But, you know, when you're looking at a global standpoint, they have, you know, they still have a lot of opportunities. They might have better opportunities. But because of that, you know, because if you're looking at it from that standpoint, then, you know, just the benefits of what you were talking about with regionalization, I just don't think this first iteration is necessarily going to happen. I mean, there's a scenario where it does happen, where there's just not very many... Koreans, what I'm worried about, dude, is I'm worried about, like, the top Koreans wanting, like, a bunch of the top Koreans, you know, just, you know, wanting to just compete on the other servers. I mean, it's not likely to happen because there's a lot of just prestige, you know, in the culture. And, you know, they're very, very tied to the, you know, be the best player, right? And, the, you know, like, best player in the world, best player in Korea type of thing. But I think we're going to still see some top players playing in the NA and EU server. And it might, you know, there's a scenario, right, where there's just so many that it's just the same storyline that we've seen, where it's like the top eight, you know, are Koreans again. And that's no different than status quo, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or it could be worse in some ways.
It has to be. If they're going to do this, I think it has to be region locked. That would just be so silly to have Koreans competing in the NA. Because I remember, like, a lot of people would make fun of like MLG and like I remember there have been tournaments that will run like the North American regional qualifier and like the top two people that win will be like Violet and you know like some other Korean and it's like like Violet and Sleep like one like there was like the top two in some qualifier we say there's two in IPL or MLG and it was like Violet and Korea representing America from the North America qualifier. It's like come on like real like I don't know that would kind of suck. The whole one of the biggest benefits of the regionalization is that we want to see foreigners. Foreigners want to see... It's just like a natural human thing. Like, could you imagine if you were into college football and you, like, the Big Ten Conference or like, any kind of big, like, tournament or seasonal playoffs was just dominated by pro teams playing in the college, like, series? Like, nobody cares if the pro teams in the NFL are better than college football. You want to see your own home team or whatever team you like win games. It's the same way with StarCraft 2. Like, people don't necessarily care. Like, the Koreans are the... Like, you know, those are, like, the vocal minority on the forums. They always come out and like, we just want to see the top-tier quality games. Like, I don't care who the fan favorite is. I just want to see good games. And why would I watch foreigners when I know they suck? Like, man, you freaking Silver League. Like, you don't know who sucks at this game. You just know because the freaking casters tell you. That's fucking fact. People want to see... There will be bigger viewer numbers for foreigner versus foreigner finals or even even the round of four foreigner versus foreigner stuff. You'll have way more viewer numbers for that than the round of 16 there's 15 Koreans and Thorzane or 15 Koreans and you know like one other foreigner that like snuck his way in there because he had an easier bracket, you know, like stuff like that.
I mean, I just want to just kind of going on that you know that kind of point is that you know, just want to remind everybody that MLG show match, you know, to qualify for MLG between to qualify for Dallas between Minigun and Idra. I mean, it drew like almost 20,000 viewers just that one show match. You know, we're talking about Idra and Chad, okay? So there's definitely
like that. Like people just don't even think about that. Could you imagine if like Maybe, this is, like, we're getting into stretch territory here, but things like Day 9 deciding that he wants to compete, like, Day 9 is not a bad player and he knows how to practice, like, I don't think he would anymore because it doesn't make sense for his model, but, like, it would be possible for him to get, maybe make a little bit of ground in an only foreigner environment, and then you've got, like, these other fan favorites that are, regardless of how much you love them or hate them, like, they're always going to get crushed by Koreans, but people still love to see him play, people like Minigun, pretty much everyone on Root, you know, Cats, Droopy, maybe Kiwi Kaki or Slush, you know, people like those people. Like, they want to see people like that go really far.
Let's talk about the EG guys. I mean, like, people want to see Idril win. People want to see Huck do well.
Yeah.
People want to see, you know,
imagine, like, as much as people give him shit, he's a decent player, and if he practiced enough, like, could you imagine, like, an in control versus somebody in, like, the round of eight in a tournament? Sure. Like, how many people would show up even if they just wanted to see him lose? Like, that would be good for, like, 40, 50, 60. Like, so many people would love to see those people playing and going deep in tournaments. People would love to see that stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's why it's, like, you know, that's why I was so hopeful. I mean, okay, so first off, guys, I just want to make sure everybody knows that, like, I'm really, you know, I'm happy about all this, you know, like, that Blizzard's jumping in and all this and investing all this money and really, you know, trying to just bring everything together here. So, you know, I just want to make sure everybody's clear on that. So, I mean, this is definitely good news in general. But, you know, obviously we're trying to pick up, we're trying to analyze the, you know, just the details of all this, right? And you know, when I first heard about all this and, you know, we hadn't heard the details yet, I was really, really hopeful, you know, that it was going to be regionalization, like true regionalization, because I just feel so strongly. There are a few things that I feel so strongly about that I just, you know, just kind of just, you know, just express my opinion to the point where it's just like, you know, like going out to a limb, like on a limb, you know, I'm not like you, Steven, you know, so,
thanks.
You know what I mean? And so, like, you know, this is definitely one of those things. And, you know, for me, it's just, you know, it's about growing something that has potential that, you know, just something potential that's just enormous. Right. And yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Like for NA regional, you know, EU is, you know, has its own potential too, but of course, you know, we're here in the US, so I'm just going to talk about the US. And I mean, gosh, we haven't even touched anything, like an inkling of the potential in this country. And we're talking about from sponsors, from everything, you know, and are sponsors more likely to like attach themselves to a Korean champion, you know, like a foreign, you know, a champion that's from another country, much less doesn't speak English? Or are they going to be more likely to, like, you know, kind of understand on this whole esports thing and latch on to, you know, an American champion, right?
I think,
and
in terms of looking at it from sponsorships, I think as long as the eyes are there, and I think that the foreigners, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand, I think.
No, yeah, sure, but how do you grow the total number of eyes? I mean, if we're always going to go off of, like, what we have right now, then that's what's happening, right? Like, most of the organizations are looking at now and trying to profit the most off now, or trying to get to the next level based on now numbers. And which is, like, you know, completely, you know, it's logical for sure. It's just, you know, there's so much potential in growth, right? Like, I feel like we should be looking at growth or focusing more on growth than focusing on, you know, just profiting on what we have right now, right? And you know, and there are definitely signs that we are kind of focusing on it. It's just, it's not like all in type on growth, you know, and hopefully this Blizzard thing is the beginning of that. And they just have, I mean, I have a feeling that it's kind of mid-season, you know, it's like mid-2000, I mean, it's already 3 months into 2013, and because of logistics that requiring these people to live in places or be residents in places was just not probably possible, you know, from the standpoint of practicality, but I'm hoping in 2014 that's what it'll end up being, because, you know, they already laid out plans for 2014, too. Which is four seasons, right? I think this year is three seasons, and then a grand, you know, like a grand finale. Here's that little. Where's that image? Here's that image for this year, and I heard from a couple players that, you know, the way it's supposed to be is that you're not supposed to be able to switch servers once you choose it, or regions. I'll just call it regions. So just the hell of it. But I heard from some of the players that you're going to be allowed to switch after season one. Just this year, because it's kind of like the first year and it's kind of mid-year and so, that kind of thing. So I don't know if that's true. You know, this, I mean, it might not be true, but I heard from a player that that's the case. And, so, you know, that'll be interesting to see what people decide to do. You know, I've heard majority of the folks I've heard, foreigners at least, I heard are coming back home.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they have to. Even like people, some people in chat I noticed were saying like Naniwa and Sasha say we're gonna stay in Korea. I don't think so.
What I heard from Naniwa is he's coming home, but you know he could change his mind like the next second.
Naniwa might just because he's crazy sometimes. Like maybe, but like, Sasae, there's no way Sasae's gonna stay in Korea. I don't believe that unless like I missed him doing a whole bunch of amazing stuff like in the past 6 months that I haven't seen posted anywhere, which I doubt. I can't see.
I mean, even Naniwa understands that like there's just more, you know, there's more potential. You know, just say prize money to be won at home than in Korea now. And you know, a lot of folks, you know, I know the hardcore players and deep in their hearts, they, you know, they want to strive to be the best player in the world, you know, and a lot of them have this very romantic approach to it, which is like sacrifice everything to become the best. Right?
Maybe,
like,
but I don't know anybody who's done that yet, so I don't believe it.
Well, you know what I mean? Not sacrifice everything, but like, opportunity, like just kind of throw away a lot of opportunity cost, at, you know, for the sake of just, you know, being in Korea, for instance, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, they don't really, I don't know. So a lot of, you know, there are definitely a lot of players that are like that. And, you know, my whole thing is that, like, you can still grow. You can still grow as a player and still make, you know, still make money at the same time. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, so... I don't know. So yeah, some of these players will be interesting to see. I think Scarlett's staying though. I think I'm pretty sure Scarlett's going to be staying. So
in Korea?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So some people will be staying. But yeah, so the players will be interesting to see what they decide to do. And so one thing that was kind of interesting is there's a lot of talk about all these like regional events being done in studios. And not necessarily at live events. So there's, I don't know, there's just, I'm not completely clear. I mean, I think Slasher did say that a lot of these events will be played at, you know, a lot of these regional finals will be played at the live events. But it definitely sounds like there's still going to be, like, other MLG events that aren't these. And other IM events.
Maybe, I don't know if I believe that, but maybe.
No, I mean, I think it's for sure.
Is there anything scheduled yet?
Fine, sure.
Didn't they say that they were going to be doing more events in addition to the MLG stuff now that it haven't happened yet, or am I, like, crazy?
He was really hush-hush. When I had Sundance on Climbing the Ladder, he didn't say much. He just, you know, we were just talking about Open Brag, and he said that he will be happy with what's coming, but he didn't say anything about... Just
I mean, Sundance is happy because he's in. I mean, like, he got accepted to the W... Like, this was kind of, like, MLG's entire, like, existence was kind of for this, at least in terms of its StarCraft, and then it secured itself kind of a... Like, they've always tried to position themselves that way, you know? Like, when they negotiated their exclusive contract with KESPA, IPL got shut down. MLG's always been kind of... So, I mean, like, I'm sure he's really happy. Not that that's a bad or a good thing or anything, I'm just saying that.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that they chose, you know, I talked a little bit about this on Climbing the Ladder, but it's interesting that they only chose one partner for the EU and NA servers too, or regions too. Since with Korea, they, you know, they have two, right? They have the OGN and GON partnership there. So I wonder, I am not clear as to why they did that.
I'm completely out of the loop on this. What does OGN even do in Korea? I know that GOM is like GSL and all that. What is OGN?
Well, OGN is, you know, that's what's on TV. You know, that they're in charge of putting it on TV and.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, then that makes sense to partner through GOM and OGN because GOM doesn't have TV rights, I guess. If OGN has them, it would make sense to work.
They're going to be playing each other's content on both, and the star OSL is going to be, you know, it's going to be a pretty major thing. I think Tastosis will be casting OSL.
Got it.
Yeah. So those two seasons, I think, won't overlap. Yeah, basically, when there's a WCS thing, you know, event, there can't be another event during that.
Sure.
If you want to be part of this whole WCS, you know, point
system.
So
what happens to, like, NASL and DreamHack? Are they, like...
Yeah, so they... That's the question. So I think more details will come out as to, like, what the actual point breakdown will be for all the tournaments, but, you know, they can still, I think they're still going to be part of this whole circuit thing, but, and they're going to be the winners of these tournaments will be given points towards the WCS2 in this whole
global
ranking.
Yeah, but I thought they made it sound like the points you were going to earn there would be incredibly minor compared to the points you earn.
It will
like
be less. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, that's why they listed these partners as like the major ones. But I don't know. Like some of the other guys, you know, like I've talked to a little bit, make it sound like it's not too bad. You know, because they're going to continue doing what they're doing. So I figured that means it's not terrible. So you know, so we'll see kind of how that what happens there, because you know, it'll be good that there'll be a global ranking. You know, all this stuff kind of feeds into the same thing, you know, with points and stuff.
Yeah,
but you know, we're still going to have a crap load of tournaments if that's the case, right? It's still going to be
maybe, but the tournaments will actually mean something now. There'll be more a connected kind of, people will have more reasons to be invested in a tournament, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everything kind of adds up towards the end. Overall, I think it's, I think it's a really good concept. The execution, though, can vary so much as to whether or not this is a really good, it ends up being really good or it ends up being really bad, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, I'm going to be most excited to see what happens at the end of the year, like when they decide to switch it up. Because right now, they've committed to this, right? So they have to do this for the entire 2013. And,
sure.
You know, I hope that there's going to be some players that just prove, you know, kind of prove that bad scenario wrong, that, you know, we've been talking about a little bit with just a lot of the Korean players winning a lot. And, you know, it'd be great. Hopefully a lot of players will be motivated to kind of, you know, usurp that. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll definitely see. But I definitely want to see more, you know, I'd love to see more North Americans, like, going deeper in these tournaments. And
yeah,
and,
everybody would, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Let's see. Anything else on the WCS? I feel like there's some other points. Let me take a look at my. Let me take a look at my notes I had earlier from climbing the ladder. I feel like there were some things I didn't talk about. Oh, free 720p, which is good for all viewers. Let's see here. You think people will consider the winner of the WCS the best player in the world?
The winner of WCS, the best player in the world.
You can be marketed as the best player in the world, right?
I don't think anybody would ever agree on that. Like, even in sporting events where, like, the champion of the Super Bowl, would you necessarily say they're the best? Even, like, people in those sports would never necessarily say the winner is the best, you know? Do you think that happens?
In the Super Bowl? I think everybody considers them the best football
team. I mean, they consider them the champions, but in terms of, like, could they single-handedly beat, like, every other team, you know, in a season without dropping a game or whatever? Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody will have a problem saying, like, these guys are definitely the champions. No, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody will have a problem saying, like, he's the champion. Like, he won last year. Like, but yeah, if that's what you're asking, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, I think that there will be a lot of respect conferred to the winner.
Well, of course there'll be a lot of respect. There's already a lot of respect compared to any winner of a tournament right now.
Not necessarily.
What?
I don't think people give any credit to anybody that wins an MLG. Like, they're kind of happy for it for a little bit, but I think that most of the credit right now on the scene goes to the winners of GSLs. When you win a GSL, like, you're the shit. Like, GSLs are the hardest competition, blah, 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 blah. But, like, then you have people who win MLGs, and people are kind of happy for them and stuff. But, like, oh, like, he came to, you know, he came to NA, he stopped all the foreigners, and then he beat some pretty good Koreans, and then he won an MLG, you know? I think there's a lot more respect given to GSL winners and, like, people who consistently do well in tournaments rather than somebody who just, you know, wins an MLG, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, given the current state of things, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, give me just how they are.
I know. I'm sorry. Hold on, because the chat's freaking out. I know there are respected players that have won MLGs, like, you know, like Leenok and Life or whatnot. But I don't think that they necessarily get all of that respect just because they won an MLG. It's because they're really good players, and then they kind of came, and then they won an MLG, and they proved it, and that's cool. But I feel like most of the respect and, like, the dream of, like, most StarCraft players, they see themselves when they think of, like, winning, like, the StarCraft 2 tournament. It's like, it's always GSL. It's always on a level above every other competition, you know.
It is, but, I mean, like, look at Warwick kind of makes a good point. I mean, look at Jachi and Seed and, you know, a lot of these one-win kind of past GSL winners. You know, do they get more respect than a Leenok? I mean, a Leenok who's, you know, won MLGs and never won GSL.
Well, how many one-winner MLG people are there, though?
That's a good question. I can't really say. I don't think there are that many one-win... I mean, if you exclude, like, 2010, okay? Like, what we're talking about. Like, once the Koreans started attending them. I think... I think all the MLG winners have been pretty big names.
Like, who do you think is more... This is a hard question to ask. But, like, who do you think is more respected, like, as a tournament winner? Huck or Fruit Dealer?
Ooh. I think Huck.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of tournament,
I mean, it's like legacy. I mean, because Fruit Dealer is like amazing what he did.
Yeah, the reason
but...
I say it's not like as fair as because Huck still plays and Fruit Dealer kind of quit. But like Fruit Dealer won like the first GSL, you know?
I mean, and he'll always be in history for that, you know. And everybody will always know Fruit Dealer. But the thing is, come on, let's get real. I mean, that was during the time where like the Terrans were cheesing every single game, and you know, it was like. It was like the Wild West metagame, so...
Think about Jinro's accomplishments. What stands out in your mind the most?
What, Jinro versus him, or what?
Jinro's accomplishments.
Yeah, what stands out to me?
Yeah. When people think... Like,
I mean,
if
of course it's semis, a semis and Code S, but that's because Jinro...
But did you know that Jinro won an MLG?
Yeah, but that was back before the Koreans started coming to MLG, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
that's why I said, just ignore 2010, okay? You know, and I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I love 2010, all right? This is kind of like the whole NA-only stuff, like 2010, right? I mean, I loved it. So, but you know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about more, you know, accomplishments after, you know, after the infusion of the global players.
Sure.
I mean, we can talk about DreamHack, you know, we can talk about EU, right? Because... You know, like Thorzane won. You know, Thorzane has won. Stefano's won. You know, over there, and you know they haven't. You know, Stefano's been in Code S, but Thorzane. You know, then those guys haven't done. You know, haven't gotten close to winning a GSL. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's more? I guess what's a better accomplishment: winning one of those Dream Hacks, or getting to the round of eight in Code S.
I don't know, man. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm a little biased being, because I was in the scene for so long, but I feel like people give so much more weight to GSL versus foreigner tournaments. But, like, that's kind of opinionated, though. I guess, like, I can't argue, like, fact, but I feel like people give more weight.
Well, they do. They do. Yeah. I just don't, you know, I just don't know if it's completely right, especially nowadays, because all of those players attend these tournaments nowadays.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Winning an IPL, you know, back, you know, just the previous IPLs and MLG these days, it's like a crazy... It's almost, the gauntlet's almost as bad as a GSL these days.
Yeah, they're all the Korean tournaments, yeah.
Yeah, but cool. See, anything else we can talk about with this? I feel like we covered it pretty quickly here. Surprised. I'm definitely surprised it was so quick.
It's I mean, like, it's really hard to... It's really hard to talk about it because we have to see how the execution goes before anything else, you know?
Yeah. What I have heard is that the Korean teams, or the Korean players, for the most part, have already chosen which server. Which, it kind of tells me they chose Korea, right? I mean, I would have thought they would have all done a closed selection all at once. Everybody. But it doesn't sound like that was the case. All tournaments will be... Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see who ends up... You know, at the top of these rankings, we won't have to have any of these surveys anymore about kind of like the top 25, top 50 players in the world right now. Hopefully this kind of point system will kind of replace all that. But all right, let's see. You want to talk about, a little bit about just, I think our other topic was going to be just more about building, you know, building gaming and streaming rigs.
Yeah, sure. Sure, if you want it to be.
So you've been doing that a lot lately, right? Shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
You've been... what?
I'm just messing with you. Yeah. I've been doing that a lot more in my free time. Or not so free time. I've been doing that a lot over the past few days.
So do you enjoy... building machines? I mean, because you were offering it up to, like, other people in the community, so...
Yeah, it's fun. I love it. It's cool shit.
Cool. So, I figured one of the things that we would do is just talk about, I guess, what particular things that we would recommend for folks, you know, building a, I wouldn't say like a super crazy computer, but just something that's sufficient from a gaming standpoint and streaming. If you want to game and stream and do that sort of thing.
Well, the way that it works is, okay, so I'm going to go, there's a lot of like misconceptions about what's needed for what, okay? So I'm going to speak on what I know, okay? And I'm going to speak with authority on this. Very, 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 very much authority, because fuck everything else, this is kind of what I do, so I kind of know this. If you want to stream for half a shit and you want decent quality, I'm pretty sure that you need 8 threads on whatever kind of processor you're using. So like an Intel 4-core with hyper-threading, or maybe with a 6-core you could get by. I know, like, a lot of people ask for, like, recommendations. Like, I see a lot of people talk about, like, can you stream with an i5 or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. For, like, my personal example is I have an i7-2600K, and for a while I had it OC'd to about 4.8 gigahertz. I dialed it back a bit when I came home, but at 4.8 gigahertz, with hyper-threading turned off, if I tried to stream, my computer, like shit. Like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't play and stream at the same time. At basic, like, at 720p at 60 frames per second, or 1080p at 30 frames per second, couldn't do it. At 4.8 gigahertz on a 2600K, I couldn't do it. Turn hyper-threading back on, no problem. Huge, huge, huge performance gains having more threads open for streaming, as opposed to having only, like, you know, 4 threads, like, from an i5.
Yeah.
Some people say they can do it. But if you have to do it, you're streaming on shitty quality, and you're turning your game settings down. So, like, if you're trying to get into streaming, you're already fucking yourself by playing on shit quality and streaming at shit quality. Like, why would you do that? If you're going to buy a computer to stream, get one that can get the job done. You can't do it on an i5. You have to have 8 threads available, as a minimum. Maybe 6. I've never tried it with 6, but I prefer 8.
Right. So, does OBS help with threading at all, or no?
Apparently OBS relies a lot more on drawing the screen using the GPU, the graphics card.
Yeah.
Which is why it's supposed to be a lot more efficient, but it's still a relatively computer processor intensive task. However, OBS is leagues ahead of XSplit. So I didn't actually try with hyperthreading off on OBS. Maybe that would be a little bit different. With OBS, you might be able to get by with an i5, although you're still, like, really squeezing by, in my opinion, there.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's right. I actually have a 2700K, but I haven't clocked it. I haven't really overclocked it much, though. But I definitely use hyper-threading, too, and never have an issue. I make local records, too, so it's kind of crazy, too. That's probably another thing, too. So that's kind of processor. Any motherboard you recommend for it? Or any specific things with the motherboard, like any number of buses and that sort of thing.
Sorry, I just had something on my transcript. Something really dumb. For motherboards, don't matter. People get hung up on motherboards, unless you're going to be doing a lot of, like, overclocking or whatever. I mean, if you're going on the 1155 chipset, I recommend, like the UD3H boards Gigabyte. As much as it pains me to say it. Those boards are really sick. Those boards are really sick for the money right now. The UD3H, the UD4H, or the UD5, if you're looking to pick up a few more features, boards like that, I think, are probably the best right now in the Z77 chipset.
Okay, good deal. Memory-wise, which brand of memory is the best for you?
I don't give a fuck. I'll plug anything into there.
Really?
I pulled up origami paper, and I just, like, shove it into the RAM slot, and it seems to work well enough. I've looked at a lot of different benchmarks between different memories, different RAM timings and whatnot, and it seems like it has an incredibly minimal impact on everything, so I'm not too picky in terms of RAM.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done much experimenting with it. I usually just get... I think right now I'm running the Kingston ones. I can't remember exactly which ones, but...
Can I say something real fast?
Yeah.
Some guy, one of your guy, Weed Admins in chat, said, what graphics card would you recommend for streaming without spending over $200? I would highly recommend spending around $230 to $250 on a graphics card. If you're spending less than that, you're probably getting a really shitty card. But, like, your peak, like, cost efficiency is, like, around that $220 to $250 mark. Like, somewhere in there, I think, the best cards.
There's always that sweet spot. You know, for video cards, even CPUs too. Like, you know, so yeah, I mean, my general process, honestly, whenever it's time for me to be looking, is I go to, you know, just the benchmarks. You know, you can go wherever you want, Tom's or, you know, wherever. And you know, when you're actually looking at it, you know, they generally have prices next to them. And you'll find it. You'll find that one sweet spot where it's like the price is better. You know, there'll be one below it that's actually more, and then you'll be like, okay, that's exactly the one I should be getting.
Well, I feel like I feel like it's a little bit different, though, with GPUs. Like, I agree that sweet spot exists for CPUs, but for CPUs, like, you can budget that really hard. Like, you can go down, like, $70, $80 CPUs and still get by. But I mean, like, we're all gamers here, and if you crap out a lot on your GPU, you're gonna get fucked. Like, if you're buying a gaming rig and you put an i5 in it, and then you've got, like, a 7830 for a GPU, or, like, a 540 from NVIDIA, do those even exist? If you've got like a really shitty card, or like a GTX 460 or something, you're not doing yourself any favors. Get rid of the i5, go down to a cheaper processor and get a better GPU, and you will love yourself for it. I really feel like you need like at least like a $230 to $250 GPU to enjoy games today.
I
guess you can turn all the settings down to low and whatnot, but like if you're gonna build a gaming computer. And that's like my personal recommendation. I'm really big on that. You don't need an i5 for a gaming computer. Don't waste your money on it. It's a waste of money. Just get a better GPU instead.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, see, people are talking about the GTX 460. So I ran a GTX 460 for a while, and then I ran two of them, and I don't know. I don't really recommend doing that, guys, because I mean, I had to run on lower settings for everything. I mean, it's not fast enough. So you know, you're definitely going to have to go up from there. What are you running right now, Steven, for your...
I was an idiot, and I bought it ridiculously expensive. I got a GTX 580 like a year ago, and it gets all my stuff done.
That's what I'm running to.
Oh, cute.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it was, you know, it wasn't cheap. But, you know, my point I was trying to get to when I was talking about that sweet spot is that sweet spot is that 250 you're talking about. So that 199, you're going to have to go a little bit more than that. And,
I mean, with 199, you'll probably get by, but yeah, like, don't skip on the GPU. GPU is, like, the most important part of your system in terms of gaming. People undercredit it a lot, and I don't understand why, but, you know.
Yeah, especially with streaming. I mean, streaming and obviously the games that we play, I mean, the GPU, it takes up so much of the processing, so... okay, so that's video card. What next?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
I'm trying to think. Cooling? Any cooling or fans in it that are...
Don't worry about it. People people like to suck off. Like, I literally see people in the streets, like, Zorgasms or not, or orgies. These people, like, congregating around these this new cooler Evo 2012 thing. The 212 cooler. But I don't know. It's just like people are like, well, I can get this really cool aftermarket heatsink for $30. Like, it's really good. Or like, I got a case and airflow and like directionality and blah. If you're not doing like insane over, like if you're not spending at least $1,200 in your build, you probably don't need to be looking at like crazy cooling stuff.
Yeah.
If you plan on getting like a 3570K or 3770K and you want to do a little bit of overclocking, then yeah, throwing that 212 on it is probably pretty good. But otherwise, don't buy an after. A lot of people like to buy an aftermarket heatsink just to have an aftermarket heatsink, and I don't understand why. If you're just running your processor at stock settings, don't waste your money on an aftermarket heatsink. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Don't do it. Like, that's dumb. Like, you get an aftermarket heatsink so that you can overclock. You don't get an aftermarket heatsink to have an aftermarket heatsink. Like, the heatsink is fine. It would be like upgrading. What would be like a car analogy, like upgrading all of the pistons in your engine so that it can survive like nitros, but then never getting the nitros? Like, your engine works fine under stock settings. Like, you don't need to upgrade that shit. You know, it's like the computer's the same way. The stock heatsink is perfect for a stock CPU, and it'll handle the turbo and all that just fine. If you don't plan on overclocking, do not buy an aftermarket heatsink. There you go. That's it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
People, everybody that I see who goes on these forums and they talk about like computer builds and stuff, like there's always that suggestion where somebody jumps up and they're like, "Dude, like you need to get just add like the 212. It's such a sick buy for only $20 or $30." I'm like, "Yeah, like it is kind of a sick buy. Like I could go downtown and buy a hooker for like $15, you know, for 30 minutes. Like that's a good deal. It doesn't mean you should take it. Like
it's a pain in the ass to put those things on too.
Yeah.
So, but all right, SSD. Everybody's calling out SSD. Of course, you need SSD these days. Jeez, I mean, what?
SSDs are pretty good, man. What? We can leave it at that.
What?
I fucking hate SSDs.
You hate SSDs? You gotta be kidding me, dude. Fucking
passion.
Why?
Okay, listen, man. SSDs.
Oh my god. Okay, let me hear this.
Here's the problem, okay? Oh my god, get your umbrella out, because it's about to rain fucking cold, hard facts in here, okay?
The coldest. Oh, shit.
The coldest, okay?
Here we go.
This might be the last episode of Unfiltered, because it's going to be so fucking cold. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so here's the problem with SSDs, okay? If you think about the average time that you spend in front of the computer, you're probably spending less than 1% of it on actually loading programs, okay? When I go to load StarCraft 2 or League of Legends, I load it up. I wait for about, you know, 10 seconds, 4 seconds, whatever. It loads, and then I'm going to spend the next 3, 4, 5 hours in that program. 6, 7, 8 hours, because whatever. I'm going to spend a lot of time in that program.
Yeah.
SSDs help you for, like, less than 1% of the time. SSDs give you sexy boot times, and they give you really nice, like, when you come to opening programs really quickly, like, they can do that really good.
Writing,
and I agree with that.
Writing, like, if you're, like, making local recordings...
I don't agree with that. SSD read and write times are okay, but they're nothing to brag about. An SSD's read and write is maybe 3 times better than, like, a hard disk drive, 2 to 3 times better. It's
right,
pretty
which is that's a big deal when you're streaming, for sure.
I mean, if you're doing big local recordings, though, chances are you're not going to be able to fit that on an SSD anyway.
Well, I mean, but actually making the... I mean, I'm not, like, archiving them right now. Like, on, you know, like, I basically make them, and then I, you know, transfer them, like, to a non-SSD drive to archive, but... You know, while you're making it, I mean, it's been huge for me, at least.
Sure. The biggest problem with, okay, and I'm talking to all of you fucking idiots in chat, okay? Here's the thing. An SSD is an item of luxury, okay? And all of these kids in chat are rich kids. I play video games for a living, and I have a lot of money. So, like, and me personally, I will always have an SSD in my computer. I have one now. I had one in my last build because I like SSDs. I like that I can restart my system in 45 seconds. Like, I could go for right now, turn off everything, come back on, I'll be back on the show in less than a minute. I like that. Like, that's cool to me. However, if you have $1,000 to spend on a computer and you're sacrificing a better GPU or a better CPU because you want an SSD... You might need to kill yourself. Because, like, the performance, why would you get... That's like putting rims on a fucking... On, insert whatever stereotypical shitty black person car. Like, why would you put, like... You know, people see... But everybody sees that. You see, like, the car going down the street. You hear, like, the shitty fucking... The shitty fucking sub in the trunk. And it's, like, rattling. And it's got, like, those $600 rims. $600 rims. On
a crappy car, yeah.
Like, why would you rim that car? Like, are you real, dude? Like, fucking get a better car. Like, literally, those rims are worth more than your entire car. Like, why? You know, and you see it, people see it, and then you laugh at them. But then those same nerds go back home to their $700 build with a $300 SSD in it. Man, you got, like, a GTX 460 and a fucking Q6600 or, like, some AM2 fucking CPU, and you're telling me that your SSD is great? Like, that's cool, man, and you're gonna load the fuck... Like, I can just imagine some kid, like, playing Skyrim, and he's like, oh, man, every time I go in a new room, I load it so fast! It sucks that I only get 24 FPS, though, when I'm running around, like... Dude, like, just get a better GPU. Spend a little bit more time loading rooms in an MMORPG or loading your program. But fucking, like, don't skimp out on a better CPU or GPU just because you want to load programs a little bit faster. Fucking, back when I was a kid, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you might not understand this, Chan Man, because you're, what, 18, 19? But back, only 2 years ago, SSDs didn't even exist, man. Like, people weren't crazy about that shit. People run these Crossfire 8800 GTX setups, and nobody talked about, like, God, I wish I had RAID 0 Raptor drives because the freaking random seek time on these drives are killing my gains. Like, my FPS sucks, and, like, come on. Like, nobody does that. Sorry. SSDs are really good, but they're items of luxury. If you're on a budgeted build and you're spending less than, like, $1,200 on a system, if you want to throw in an SSD, that's fine, but you're losing out on a better CPU or a better GPU to do it. That's, like, that's the only thing that I say.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with that statement for sure. I mean, if you have a limited amount of money, then you shouldn't spend on SSD because they're so expensive right now. I mean, per gig right now, it's like, you know, it's probably $1 per gig, right?
I don't know. It depends on the...
I mean, if we're talking about a good one, we're not talking about the super cheap-ass SSDs.
Yeah.
there's different levels of SSDs, by the way, if you guys, you know, for those of you don't know, so...
Plug a product? And if you guys work for Samsung, tell them to email me because I will sponsor them for free. The Samsung 840 Pro is like the best SSD in the market right now. I've been working with that SSD. The one that I just finished was on a Xeon chip, wasn't even overclocked, a 3820B2, and I could boot this system, cold boot it in like 12 seconds. Literally,
Win 7?
Windows 7, cold boot in 12 seconds. Power completely off, turn it on, 12 seconds, I'm at the password screen. Insane SSD, really, really, really nice. Yeah. The Samsung Pro 420, awesome. Don't get the Samsung 420.
No, 420 is fine.
No, 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 no. 840.
Okay,
840.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know why I keep saying 420. Holy shit. The Samsung 840 Pro. The Samsung 840 Pro. Don't get the Samsung 840. That one sucks. The Samsung 830 is good, but the Samsung 840 Pro has the right type of NAND and the awesome 840 controller. Samsung 840 Pro is the shit. There you go.
What's the price on that, though?
Depends on what size you get, but they're pretty reasonably priced. I think the 256 gigabyte ones I've been getting are running like around $220, I think.
Do they make a 512 or a 500?
Yeah,
they do. Okay, cool.
But it's
I have the 830 right now, so
okay. The 830 is pretty good.
Yeah, it works well. It works well for me. The most annoying thing, oh my gosh, for a while when I had my archive drive on just plugged in, honestly, plugged into to one of my IDE controllers, and God, my that stupid drive would just spin every once in a while, and then it would just like it would lag my stream every time it spun. It was so annoying. Like that's why I like completely unplugged it and just gone just external with it.
Hold on, can I say one more thing?
Because
This fucking Anon fag post on this forum. Whoever did this thing, that face there. The face from Destiny is so wrong about the specs required to stream, thinks you can't stream on an i5. Bro, fucking suck me up. You cannot stream on an i5. If you stream on an i5, your either stream quality is shit or the game you're playing it looks like shit. Can you stream on an i5? Yeah, you can stream on an i5. I could also fucking run through my neighborhood naked and probably have no one call the cops on me because I can run pretty fast and there might not be people looking out the windows. But yeah, like, why would you want to stream on an i5? Like, you could do it, but it's gonna be shit tier quality. Like, why? Like, why? Like, no, don't stream with an i5. You can't, if you're streaming in an i5 and you're just starting out, no one's going to watch your shitty fucking stream. Because your stream is going to look like garbage, and your computer, your whatever program you're running is going to look like garbage. There you go. That's fucking facts, bro.
We'll throw out the minimum is, like, we're talking about streaming at least at 720p. And
yeah, jeez, to have
even
a 30 stream,
FPS,
you
even
can't,
30
you
FPS,
can't, you can't do, like, I don't even think that's acceptable. You can't do 720p at 30 FPS anymore. If you're doing 720p, gotta be 60 FPS, man. Unless you're established in the scene, you can't, 720p, 30 FPS, I'll just shut that stream off, man. Fuck you, it's not cool. Unless you're like a chick and you've got cool tits, or you're like a black dude and you're like, you play that really funny, or whatever. Like, if you can play some kind of, like, some niche like that really good. But otherwise, like, just looking in terms of quality, it's got to be 1080p 30 FPS or 720p 60. Like, that's your minimum for streaming these days, because that's, like, what the benchmark is.
Yeah, no, I agree. Definitely, I agree with that. Okay, next up, let's talk about... Well, if we're talking about in the standpoint of streaming, let's talk about cams, webcams. What webcam do you use?
Logitech? Logitech has that whole line out. It's like the 210, the 710, or the 715, the 215, all of those. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know about that. I mean, I have the C920.
Yeah, that. There you go. The Logitech's. I think I've got the C720.
Okay. 720, is that 1080p?
No, never mind. I've got the 920.
Yeah, I think that's the one webcam I think everybody can agree on that almost everybody has, honestly, that streams or that's a notable streamer. It's a really good camera. Like, I've never had any problems with it. It's 1080p, easy as hell to set up.
Yeah, and it's got a built-in an okay microphone, as long as you don't scream too much.
I've never used it, actually. Is that what you use?
What?
Tell me you don't use that mic.
No, I've got the Yeti thing now.
Well, you bought the Yeti? I told you to buy the Samson, man. Your Yeti sounds decent, though. You sounded decent.
The Yeti, I found this for like 80. It was like when I was looking for a mic, I was looking at this one, and it was on Woot for like $80, so I couldn't pass it up.
Oh, that's pretty cheap. That's pretty cheap. Yeah, we can talk about mics next. So I use a Samson C01U, which TV actually recommended. And that's after I had tried some of the... You know, I tried the Snowball, and I didn't try the Yeti, but the Snowball, don't get the Snowball, guys. I hate to say that, because I think a lot of folks have it, but the range on the Snowball is so bad, like, for me. I have to literally be right up on it for it to pick up. I can't sit like this. There's no way in hell I could sit like this. I'd have to be, like...
You gotta project, man, Billy Mays.
Dude, I was, like, shouting at the damn thing, and it wouldn't even pick up the damn thing. It's like, can you hear me? And it'd be like, can you hear me? Like on my thing recording. So, yeah, I would not get the Snowball. I mean, the actual quality on the Snowball is really good. But again, like, you pretty much have to have it right up to your face. And If you want,
that could be a plus. That could be a plus, though. If you're a streamer with a lot of background noise, you should consider that when buying a microphone. I would not recommend this Logitech C910 or whatever, or 920, if you have a lot of background noise, because it will pick up everything. People who watch my stream when Nathan was like on the same floor as me, like, they know that, like, it'll pick up every noise you have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that. I think a lot of mics have different modes too, that where you can, you know, you can kind of control that a little bit. But,
sure.
I have a stand too. I have a stand up one too right here. It's a Shure, what is it, an SM58, I think. It works really well, too. The quality on it is really, really good, and it's really durable. It's like a really normal-looking mic, this mic. You've seen it in, like, an older shows of mine. I thought about getting the one that Weed has, which is a really nice one. It's the, I think it's just Shure's, SB72, but it's really expensive, and I've heard it's not as durable, too. So, like, if you dropped it or something, you'd just be fucked. That's the reason. The one I got right here is like $99, and the Samsung's $99. You know, they're all in the same price range. I think all the ones that we've talked about.
Their Shure's connect via USB. Or do they make USB stuff?
Sure. No, they're all. I think they're all XLR. So you have to have like a soundboard. You know, we can talk about that too. But it's the SM. It's the SM58. Sorry. And then I think Meet has the SM7B, which is that mic that he always has, which is really nice. But yeah, if you have an XLR, you have to have a soundboard. And I have this really small soundboard, this Zenix one. I think it's Zenix 802, and it works well just for, you know, just for the basics. It's pretty cheap too. So I think it was like $99 or maybe a little bit less. So it works well for that. I don't use this very often now just because I like to move around. I like when I was just like stationary, I'd be like this the whole time. Like and that sucks.
Sure.
But all right, gear. You're gonna hear my promotions for gear. So.
Oh shit.
What mouse do you use, man?
I use the Nasita from Phoenix Collections. The people that currently sponsor me.
Okay. Yeah.
I like it. It's cool. It looks nice. I like the little you can change the DPI on the fly. It feels nice on my hand. There's enough buttons on it. I think it's cool. A little bit on the expensive side, but it's a good mouse.
Cool. Keyboard. Same thing?
No, I use a keyboard by SteelSeries. It's the 6GV2, I think. Red caps.
Oh, cool. Okay. Red caps. Okay, I'm not very familiar with the SteelSeries ones, but people seem to love the...
Sure.
Love those keyboards. Me, of course, I'm using Razer stuff, guys, because this is Pro Corner's sponsored by Razer. Steven loves that, I'm sure. But using the Black Widow keyboards... I'm trying to get the brown one, guys, so it's not so loud during my shows, but I've got the super loud Ultimate one, of course. Yeah. And then mouse, I've been using this Abyssus forever. I'm using the Mamba, which I probably could be using the Abyssus, and it's like a third of the price, but I've been using this Mamba forever. And it's pretty nice. It's definitely pretty nice. Anything else we missed? What else did we miss?
I don't know. Is that everything?
I think that might be about it. I don't know. Stream chat. Did we miss anything?
Can I say when it comes to a keyboard and a mouse and headphones too? All of that is personal preference. Mm-hmm. So if anybody else tells you differently, they're totally fucking lying to you. I type faster than anyone else you will ever meet in your life, unless you meet Recful, like, in person. Okay, and I'm telling you that, like, the different kinds of keyboards I've typed on every type of switch, well, not every type, but I've typed on blacks, reds, browns, and blues, and domes, and the IBM, the old IBM Model M's or whatever, like, I've typed on almost every keyboard. It's whatever feels the best to you. None of them are going to make you a better player or make you a better typist or give you better performance or stupid shit like that. Like, if you go out shopping for keyboards for, like, N-key rollover or some shit, I guess if you play WoW, maybe that matters, but for the most part, like, try them all out. Whatever feels the best for you is what you should go for. Same thing when it comes to mice too, kind of. Yeah.
It's okay to like a $10 mouse, dude, guys, okay? It's not, it doesn't mean it's shitty just because you like, you know. Yeah, I mean, $10, like, maybe it is shitty, but like a $30 mouse, you know, or a $40 mouse, I mean, that's, it could very well be, like, just as good, honestly. Like the Abyssus, for instance. Like, a lot of people love the Abyssus. And I think a lot of pros like the Abyssus. And it's like a $40 mouse, I think, or $40 or $50 mouse. And, you know, it's just as good as the one I'm using, which is like, I don't know, over $100, I think. I don't know why I bought this. I don't know why I bought it. I bought it like 2 years ago or something. So, Oh, headset. Oh, man. You have to ask headset.
I personally like these headphones. They're the Sennheiser HD598s. They're over $200, so probably out of most people's price range.
Yeah.
But they feel really good. That's the only reason I got them. Typically, if you're just looking for something that sounds good, I wouldn't spend more than $50 on a headset. Just find something that sounds good and that's it. Don't spend the $80 to $150 range can be the biggest ripoff of headphones. That's where you get into the Beats by Dre or Bose or stupid shit like that. Just find something that sounds good. Typically $30-$40 Sony headphones are going to sound really good to most people. You don't have to have these top of the line audiophile blah 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 blah. shit like that. Just get that. The only reason I have these again is because these feel really comfortable to me. I would recommend these if you have trouble. My ears are really big, I guess. So these headphones feel good wearing them 8 hours at a time on my ears. So.
Yeah, for me, obviously I'm sponsored by Razer, so I'm wearing, I have a bunch of Razer headsets. I wouldn't recommend these, the Magodons. They're super expensive, and they weren't the easiest to install, honestly. So I wouldn't recommend the ones that I have. But the newer models are definitely. I know the newer models are really good. So I'm about to switch headsets to. Let me tell you which one. And I've heard from other pros too. They really, really like them. Where is it? Shoot, I'm having a brain fart here. I can't even remember it. The name of it. It is. Where is it? Oh, the Kraken. Yeah. So the Krakens are really good. The green ones. You know, the new green ones. Not the Orcas, but the Krakens. And the Kraken Pro has the mic. And those are supposed to be really, really good. So that's what I'm. You're going to be seeing a green headset soon from me. Okay, somebody's asking about monitors. I'm not very picky when it comes to monitors. It's kind of funny.
So. Just get a cheap tan panel. Just get a cheap tan panel. You're fine. Unless things like viewing angles and whatnot really matter to you, then there's a lot more decisions than you have to get into. But for the average price and you just want to game on a monitor, just get a 19 or 21 inch whatever tan panel. You're fine. You don't need to spend a whole bunch of money in an IPS panel or some shit like that unless you got a lot of money to waste or you're you like to watch at really weird angles a lot, I guess, then maybe. But otherwise, just a TM panel will get the job done for most people.
TM panel is... Oh, I know what you mean. Okay, yeah, right.
Oh.
Cool. How many monitors do you have?
I have two.
Yeah, I have two right now, too, but I need a third one so badly. I should just suck it up and just put it right here. I actually have a monitor just sitting over there that I should be using. I just haven't set it up. My desk just isn't big enough right now. I need a bigger desk. That's another thing, man. Just having the proper desk too is important.
Sure, yeah.
Let's see. What else? As for monitors, I just use a bunch of two Acer monitors. Anything else we forgot, guys? Routers, that doesn't matter. Routers don't make a difference, right? There's no routers that I feel like have been. Doesn't matter if you use D-Link versus.
I mean, I personally, I have a really sick router from. I think it's called Bigfoot Gaming Killer, or whatever. I also have the matching.
Oh yeah, that's
the
nice.
Matching network interface card, and I really like it because it makes my ping and latency packets travel so much faster and blah blah. I'm just fucking with you. No, don't. You're fine. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Jesus. Whatever the, router is good. Whatever router.
Bigfoot router. That isn't that expensive.
I don't know, dude.
Oh gosh.
And they sell NICs or whatever. You don't need that shit. You don't need a network interface card or a better router. Your normal router is fine.
good deal. I think somebody was asking. Oh yeah, and something else. Somebody was asking about bandwidth. What bandwidth do you think people need?
You need at least 1 megabit per second. That's a little bit on the low end, but
yeah. 1 megabit per second for folks. What does that translate to for packages from a standpoint of provider packages?
I don't know.
I forget. I forget what the actual metric is for it.
Or no, it's megabits per second. They measure it in bits.
Yeah, so it's priority. Yeah. Right now I think I get 20. I don't know. I think I get 22 or 23 down and then 4 or 5 up.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I've been playing around with the idea of going business class forever now and just upping it, but it's been sufficient. I just haven't brought myself to do it because it costs a lot more to do it. Yep, $45 a month, that's right. Oh, what speed does this guy get? Obvious cake. Let me see what you get. Let's see if I can feel bad. In Florida, oh my god, there's terrible. Oh man, where are you at? That's pretty damn good. 50 down and 8 for $49 a month? That's pretty freaking good. Yeah, Florida has the worst.
120 hertz monitors are really cool. If you ever have the chance to look at one, it'll mindfuck you for a little bit. 120 hertz monitors are really cool.
Do they have those? Because I used to have 120 hertz TV, and that was like the TV that the first TV that I actually had one of those. What do they call it? Like, there's some kind of mode where it turns everything into like Telemundo. Like everything looks like, you know,
like 3D vision or
not 3D. It looks. Oh god, it's hard to. The cinematography almost looks different. It looks so different. It's like watching a Mexican soap opera versus.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
What you're talking about is 120 hertz.
Okay. So that's what makes it. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Have you ever seen like my stream? A lot of people will look at my stream and they're so conditioned to seeing streams at 30 frames per second that when they look at my stream and they see it at 60 frames per second, it's like, why is this leak faster or what? Like, I don't understand. Like, because right. It's like so weird going from 30 to 60. That same weirdness, you'll feel it going from 60 to looking at 120 hertz monitor. Like, it'll be like uncomfortable looking at it. Like, it's not like it hurts, but it's just really, really weird to look at it and to see 120 hertz.
Yeah.
I wish I could find. There's like a really cute GIF that I tweeted a long time ago.
It makes a huge difference too. Like, I mean, I have like a 241 now, but I remember the first time that people would come to our house, they'd be like, oh my god, your TV looks awesome.
Here's the thing. So like, imagine the next jump from 60 to 120 looking at this thing. A lot of people say, like, you can't tell the difference between 60 and 30 FPS. That's bullshit. You definitely can. You can see it in this GIF. But, like, imagine...
What the
there's
hell?
One...
I get internal server error, dude. What the hell?
It doesn't work?
Yeah, it's a broken... It's a 500, man.
I was just looking at it. Oh, wow. Okay, well, I guess you're not allowed to link it. Or their server sucks. It can only handle, like, one person a day.
Yeah, you just gave everybody a Trojan, you bastard.
Well, I tried. Never mind, then.
Yeah, anyways, 120, yeah, he's right, 120 hertz is pretty awesome, and totally noticeable, too. It's, like, crazy how different it is.
Yeah.
There's not much difference between 120 and 240, I have to say. So don't ever pay too much for that.
I've never even seen that. 240 hertz?
Yeah. Not much different, dude. I'll tell you right now. Don't spend the money on TV. Nice, Andre. Nice.
What did you see?
No, I just said, this Destiny kid's a dick.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the dick that got linked in chat. There was a really good one. No. Really hot Korean chick, but then she had a penis, and I was disappointed.
What?
In chat, man. I don't know. You people link this
see
stuff.
That shit.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Shit, I'll see if I sub the link. You can take a look at it, okay?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll pass
on it. Are you sure?
Yes, I'll pass on it, dude.
Positive? Nope, too late. Here you go. I sent it on Skype.
Oh, God.
Make sure you don't look at her screen. She's pretty cute, but then you go down and then you see her penis and it's not as cute anymore.
No, that's not good.
Are you sure you don't need to see it?
No, I don't need to see that, dude. Had my share of just real people like in Thailand like that. Jesus, man. Crazy. You ever been to Thailand?
What?
You ever been to Thailand?
No.
Oh, it's all about that, dude. All right, well, any other open topics? Well, should we take any questions? We should take some questions. That's what we did last week. All right, so questions, guys. Post questions in the Reddit thread. Reddit thread is right here. Gosh, where is it? I started it so late today. It's the first time I've had a double header. I'm just going to be doing it from now on, too. It's just crazy.
Oh, shit.
It's all about that dude. Nice. Okay, so there's the Reddit thread, guys. Start posting some questions. Do we have any questions here? I mean, I'll sort by new, so whichever one shows up. It goes right.
What the? All right, where are our questions?
I don't know. I'm looking for them. Hold on. Let me refreshing. No questions yet. No questions yet. Or type some questions in stream chat for now.
That was a bad idea.
Okay, that was a bad idea then. Post it in the Reddit thread, guys. Here's a Reddit thread again.
I like the dynamic of you two. It reminds me of many blah, 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 blah. One is unfiltered, the other is reserved. And then somebody below them responded, yes, Destiny brings the reservation for this story. Good job, Chapman. That's
I was just telling Steven, I was originally coming up with a, I'm still trying to come up with some logo symbol, and it was going to be a yin-yang. But I decided that would be...
Fuck you, bro.
That'd be too presumptuous. Why doesn't Destiny use Avermedia capture card anymore? Oh, we should talk about that, because I haven't really used one.
Capture cards are nice, and they can definitely be of help, but OBS is, like, so efficient that it works. You know what? Actually, I take that back. I guess you could probably get by with, like, an i5 streaming if you used a capture card, too. But I just use OBS now, so sorry.
Yeah, but if you're going to use a capture... That capture card costs, like, $200.
Oh yeah,
$150 to $200.
Actually, never mind. I take it back. You're better off just upgrading your processor. Forget I said that.
You might as well spend the $200 on your processor. Okay, here we go. Is AMD 8350 good for streaming machine? For a streaming machine.
As a what?
An AMD 8350.
I don't know, dude. Maybe. I haven't tried one myself, so I'm scared to recommend it, but like I've heard really good things about that 8350 compared to the i5-3570K. It's got better multitasking, but it's per like core performance isn't as good as the 3570K. So I mean, I don't know. You could probably get by streaming with that. I don't see why you couldn't, but I haven't used it personally, so
Yeah.
The 8350 definitely seems like a good buy though on some builds, so.
Okay, it says, if you stream at higher quality, it's like 60 instead of 30, is that more FPS? Is that more taxing on your PC, or does it require a better internet connection?
Both,
right?
Typically, it's much more taxing on your PC, but it also requires a bit of a better internet connection.
Yeah, I mean, you're streaming a lot more data, so obviously. Swarm host. What are you talking about?
Talking about Swarm host, man.
You finished the campaign finally?
Yeah, what the...
I forgot, man. It's like
finished it like the second or third day, man.
Yeah. Fucking forgot. You been doing any Let's Plays recently?
No, I'm just trying to do Bioshock. Trying to figure out some kind of schedule that'll work. As long as I get in my 8 hours of League, I'm finding it's hard to be motivated to go... This computer thing is taking a lot of time. Hopefully the computer thing starts to move along a little bit quicker. But I mean, like, I make good money doing it, so whatever.
What do you charge, man?
15% is the commission I charge. So if you buy, like, $1,000 worth of parts, I charge you 15% of that plus whatever the shipping is. So you usually pay, like, $30 plus, you know, it'd be $150 for a $1,000 build.
That's pretty good.
I guess. If you trust me to do it.
Any complaints?
No, of course not. What the fuck?
You wouldn't say, even if there was, would you?
Of course I would. This last guy got nervous as fuck on me practicing. I'm trying to get into more of the hardcore overclock stuff, and this last guy was getting really nervous that I was going to start like destroying his computer chip.
But I've fried a chip before.
Well, there's different. There's like taking the lid off the CPU and stuff. I've been trying to do that with a hammer. Had a lot of success, though. It's really good. I've got to perfect it, though. My next build that I'll be working on after I finish overclocking this one is with an i7.
What the hell did you just say? What?
Dude, listen up, man, okay? So
what the... Okay.
You use a vise and a hammer to knock off the IHS, the little metal cap on top of our processor. I'm going to be doing that one live on stream. See if I can break a $300 chip in front of everybody. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. All right. Where are the questions? Come on. I've got a 7 megabit internet connection. Is it impossible for me to stream in decent quality?
No, what the fuck? 7 is more than enough.
Yeah, no, 7 is... He just said... That's about 5x, 7x. More than you need. Let's see. How is Destiny's diet... You're on a diet? How's your diet going?
Yeah, I'm not dieting hardcore. I'm just trying to eat a little bit healthier. I'm not going out to eat anymore. I do grocery shopping every Saturday. It's a big improvement.
You cook? Or are you talking about frozen dinners?
I can cook. I've been doing that, yeah.
Like hardcore?
It's actually not, yeah. I'll get into a little bit more hard stuff. I need to increase like my knowledge, though. Because I worked at a restaurant for quite a few years, but well, quite a few for my lifetime, for 2 or 3 years. But it was mainly breakfast-type stuff. And cooking on, like, a huge flat top is, like, mind-numbingly easy compared to cooking in your kitchen.
Yeah,
just throw everything on the flat top, put enough butter down, and then flip it, you know, when it's 60% done. But, yeah, dude, like, the cooking is definitely fulfilling. Listen, like, last night, I had two hamburgers, right? Two hamburgers.
Oh,
I had lots of seasoning spread on them. Fucking grill up that shit, flip it, put some pepper jack cheese on it, melt it over it as it was frying in the pan, took it out, and then I fried, like, 8 strips of bacon in the hamburger grease. Oh, man, dude. And I added that onto the burgers with, like, some ranch and shit. It was pretty good. I was happy with that.
So you're saying you're eating better?
But it's better than going to McDonald's, man. Calm down.
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, right? That's probably true, but not by that
plus,
much.
I ate it. Instead of using a bun, I have these rolls that are, like, 12 multigrain rolls, so it's more healthier than
okay,
the bun.
Okay, all right. That's, I mean, the bun is, like, one of the worst parts of it.
And so. I drank it with a glass of V8 Fusion, so
V8 Fusion, which has a shitload of sugar in it.
Dude, I'm not trying to lose weight. Calm down. I'm dieting. I'm eating healthier. Sugar's so fine. I'm not trying dieting to lose weight. Calm down.
Sugar's so bad for you, man. It's ridiculous. When you start learning a little bit more about nutrition, sugar is so bad for you.
Kind of. Well, like, but it depends, too. Like, for me personally, like, it's really hard because every diet that you see on the internet, 99% of diets are geared towards cutting carbs, cutting calories, losing weight.
Unless it's paleo, man.
Nation. Well, yeah, but, like, a lot of the information out there for dieting is for people that are big and trying to lose weight, and some of it doesn't really have to do with being healthier, it's just, like, cutting calories and cutting carbs and stuff. So, like, as a smaller guy, like, a lot of that advice I can pretty much ignore, like, when people are, like, stay away from, like, fruity drinks, or, like, drinks that give you a lot of calories, like, it's like, I mean, it doesn't really matter to me that much, because I don't care if I intake a little bit more calories or carbs, it's not like I'm, like, trying to lose weight.
I think we're in the same boat, where it's like, for a while I was trying to gain weight, and it is hard as shit. It's hard as hell getting weight.
My
metabolism.
You have to do like shakes and shit.
I was
and then, like,
drinking a crap load of shakes, dude. Like, and working out like almost every day. And
you weren't gaining weight,
dude. It took me like 6 to 8 months, or maybe even longer, to gain like 10 pounds. It was so hard. I mean, I didn't want to take just extra calories for no reason. Like, I just wouldn't bring myself to that. Like, you know, having the shakes that just dump calories in there. I just wouldn't do that. So I was just, you know, just doing protein shakes and that sort of thing and just trying to eat more. But, man,
well,
it was so hard, dude.
I think I could be wrong. I might be talking out my ass a little bit. But protein shakes don't necessarily help you gain weight.
No,
protein just helps you rebuild muscle after working out.
Yeah, it does.
So it's not, yeah. But, like, if you want to just, like,
muscles,
gain weight, they're like,
right? I mean, it's like,
kind of, it's
good mass. I mean,
but like, if you're looking to just gain weight, like, I think there are, like, literally they're like high calorie, high carbohydrate shakes that you can just drink that aren't necessarily like protein.
I know,
shakes,
but I just don't want to. I mean, I don't want to
gain weight.
Yeah, just gain weight to gain, you know, just to gain fat. I mean, that's not what I was trying to do. So
you don't want the Buddha look?
As cool as that would be, I still think an awesome Halloween costume would be a Shaolin monk with the 9 dots on your head.
You need to watch the Hodgkin's twins or whatever.
What?
No,
oh my god.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know if I want to know what you're talking about. What is this?
The Hodgson twins.
Oh, Hodgson. I thought you said Hodgkin's. That could,
sorry,
couldn't be good if it was Hodgkin's.
No, sorry.
Golly.
The Hodge twins, dude.
Why? What about them?
Because they're the shit. You fucking get all the info you need, bro.
Oh,
have you ever heard of him before?
No.
You want to build some muscle, dude? What the
oh,
fuck?
Oh,
okay,
okay, I know you're talking. Okay, yeah. I know you're talking about.
You want to build some muscle? Come on, dude.
Yeah,
the fuck?
I know what you're talking about, dude. They get like, they're YouTube, right?
Yeah.
They get a shitload of views, man. Those guys. Unless I'm thinking of somebody else, but there's somebody who get. I mean, I think it's them, right? They get a shitload of views, right?
Yeah, they do pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. 450,000 subs. Yeah, that's pretty darn good. Pretty darn damn gains. Damn gains. Okay, I'm not sure we're getting too many questions. I'm going to give you a few more minutes here. We're just not getting as many. Let's see. So let me ask about Stefano. We'll talk about next week, guys. We'll talk about DDoS and how to prevent it, and just hopefully Stephen will post that article that you've had written forever now.
Oh, shit.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. You know what I hate? God, some of these questions are hilarious. What? Did you know that a team that gets more than 3K gold advantage has 85% of winning? Oh, yes. Man, I don't even know this shit. Yeah, these are not great questions. Okay, here's a quick question: wireless versus wired keyboard mouse.
Always wired. Always wired. Why would you ever do wireless?
I know, right? There's always going to be some latency, guys.
Increased latency plus batteries running out. Who wants to change a battery in a mouse?
You have the chargeable ones. I mean, I used to use a lot of
Chargeable. I don't care. What the fuck? You going to change a mouse? This is a 1999. That's some new age bullshit. Fuck that. Use a wire. Be a man.
Oh my god. Which legitimate question, dude? I don't see which question. Which one, FF7? Which question is yours? I'll read it.
I think he's the one who wants to know how you can maintain a business relationship when everyone has seen your penis. Literally, I think that's what he was thinking here.
Was that asked in stream chat or on Reddit?
No, it's on the Reddit. That's the Reddit post.
Really? Let me see. Shit. That's not downvoted yet? Holy shit. Alright, answer it, dude.
What? I don't know.
Oh, you're talking to me?
I don't know. Fuck.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I think that's going to be it. Be it for the questions, Q&A. So, I don't know. I think that's about it for this week, guys. I mean, we kind of went through our subject. Again, like, we kind of blew through the WCS. I thought it would be a lot longer. But, again, not too much to talk about yet. So maybe we'll have a rehash in a... After a season or two of it and see how it's going. But next week, you know, again, I think we're going to go over the DDoS thing. And, I don't know, we'll figure out something else. Just whatever's going on lately. Just look at what's going on Reddit right now. Anything worth mentioning?
Aside from the Stefano DDoSing thing, I haven't really seen anything too interesting going on.
Yeah. BlizzCon. Tickets for sale.
Why are all these subreddits being so Nazi, man? Jesus, dude.
Which one?
It, like, makes me want to... Even the 4chan, like, janitors are fucking Nazis. But, really? No, like, like, League of Legends and StarCraft, these reddits have so many rules now. It's, like, feels so restrictive.
Really? Remember StarCraft, back in the day? I don't feel like they've
changed. Yeah, dude, they've got, like, the relevancy rule and shit. Like, man, like, if I want to laugh at a funny picture of, like, a dude that's not related at all to StarCraft, but it kind of is through the title, like, why not, man?
Yeah, well...
posts like this would almost be banned. Not quite, because they get in. But, like, he seemed to ignore a lot of the genuinely good questions. What good questions did we ignore?
Here, let me go through them again, just to make sure. Let me sort by new again. There's some that we covered. That's why I skipped over some of them, guys. So, if you have to go back on the VOD... Let's see. Cypriot banking, come on. Alright, see, like, you see any that are relevant here? I mean, not relevant, but good questions.
I don't know, dude.
Either of you ever worry about the psychological impact of having thousands of fans watching you every day? Long term, do you think this could go to streamers' head and mess with them? Similar to celebrities.
Yeah, dude, I walk around arrogant as fuck all the time.
No.
I don't like that, like, the StarCraft subreddit. Man. It seems like they always try to change these subreddits and, like, they're super serious. Like, you need to show up in, like, a suit and tie and shit to talk in the subreddit. It seems kind of funny.
Dude, yeah, you're over-exaggerating.
Like, no way, dude. They do.
League, I'll give you League. League is... Those guys
No,
are
but the
definitely...
StarCrafts is the same way. Like, I was in a thread. I just, like, trying to make jokes. And, like, the mod shows up out of fucking nowhere. And he's, like, threatening my kid. Like, sending me PMs and shit. And the Alexi, like, Reddit mod is, like, right there behind it. I'm not even joking. Like, this is real shit. The other day, I bought a dog because Nathan really likes playing with dogs. And then I do a little bit of shitposting on the StarCraft subreddit, and the guy fucking shows up the next day holding my dead dog in front of me, telling me that if I ever come back and post on the subreddit again any kind of, like, what? Jokes or memes, he's gonna, like, kill more of my shit. Like, I'm not even joking. They're, like, crazy
over the subreddit, too. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm serious.
Oh,
why can't it, when Chad Jones won against Idra, why couldn't I post a video link that linked to a YouTube song that said Straight Outta Compton? Like, people want to see that shit. Fucking Chad made the fucking Jones beat Idra 3-0, and we can't celebrate? And because of the relevancy rule, man, fuck that. I live in America.
America.
America. America. Yeah, man.
Alright, we're digressing for sure.
Sorry.
But, alright, why don't we call it for this week, and we will,
Hey, actually, I want to do that at some point. We'll talk about that at some point. If what? Not the next episode, maybe the one other. Somebody said, what do you think about female streamers and how they get a lot of viewers just because they're female?
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely do
That's a good one.
We could do it next.
Hell yeah, next. maybe.
Should we pull on one? We'll see. Are you ready just to offend everybody?
No, I have, like, the best... I got the best opinion, but all my opinions are the best opinions. I think I have the most reasonable opinion on it, though. People get fucking caught up so much in that shit, but we can't spoil it now, otherwise
we will
come back.
That's a teaser. Okay, let's do it next week. We'll do and we'll do the DDoS thing next week, because the DDoS thing won't take too long.
Sure.
Because you're going to write the easy for dummies guide, right?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys, that's going to be it for Unfiltered. Episode number 2 for today. We're gonna the VODs will be up on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/chanmanv. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and follow this Twitch channel, and obviously follow all of Steven's stream and Twitch and or Twitter with it, twitter.com/Steven_Bonnell. Is that it? Or underscore set? God, what is your freaking Twitter? Jeez, this is like ridiculous. Yeah, Bonnell. It's just at Steven_Bonnell. Mine's at ChamMV on Twitter. So follow that. It's the best place to get any news on shows or any of my other shows, UTL, Pro Corner, and Wednesday Night Sprites. When are you going to come on Wednesday Night Sprites and play arcade with us, dude? Steven.
You know what, man? I'm working on it, okay? We're working on it.
Is StarCraft installed on your machine?
Yeah, okay. I got it installed.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Some shit, man.
I wasn't sure if you uninstalled that. If you freaking like,
we need to find if we find a fun UMS and you have a hot enough girl playing, I'll be there. Okay.
Come on, jeez.
I'm just kidding.
But there's a bunch of fun UMSs. So.
Yeah, sure. We'll play some. Right.
All right. Cool. That's gonna be it, guys. We'll see you next week.
Later. I love all very much. Rip and peace.